Star Wars 7x7 episode 3310. So I had the amazing opportunity to check out the Lucasfilm booth at San Diego Comic-Con, and I'm here to tell you what there is to be told about all the things that were on display there that relate to the Ahsoka series. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivoda, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So, it was a little weird at San Diego Comic-Con because, yes, I know the actors and writers strike, and, you know, movie studios not doing panels and so forth, and TV studios, whatnot, but they also really didn't have any booths in the exhibit hall either. I mean, people that were doing animation stuff like Hulu and Comedy Central, like, they had booths there still, but the only studio really that had a presence was Lucasfilm, and they were highlighting stuff from the Ahsoka series. They also had a giant TV hanging from the ceiling that was showing clips from various Star Wars movies, and there were so many times where people would just stop and gather as the final scene between Obi-Wan and Anakin from Revenge of the Sith unfolded, for example. As for the Ahsoka-related stuff, well, the stuff that StarWars.com posted on their website is incomplete in the sense that in the back corners of the exhibit, they had a number of concept art paintings that were very cool, and I took photos of them, and so I will have them posted at Facebook for the podcast, facebook.com/SW7X7, so you can check those out if you like. As far as the three-dimensional objects on display, as it were, StarWars.com's catalog of those is complete, and I'll put a link to the blog post for that, the StarWars.com blog post, in the show notes for this episode. They all had descriptive plaques with them, and what's on StarWars.com reflects what's on those descriptive plaques, so the only thing that's really notable information-wise from them, it's basically two things. The first thing is that they have a lightsaber that is labeled as Sabine Wren's lightsaber, and, you know, that's the one she's using in the live-action series that we see her using in the trailer. And one of the things that we've all been wondering and, you know, pretty much assumed is that that was originally Ezra Bridger's lightsaber, and this display pretty much confirmed it because you can look at pictures of what it looks like in animation and what the actual physical object looks like, and it's just about the exact same thing. The other new reveal, as it were, is for the lightsaber of that Inquisitor that we've seen. We have no idea whether it's a brother or a sister. We don't know what number has been assigned to that person, but we know that character's name now, which is Marrok, M-A-R-R-O-K. The single word name suggests that this is possibly a non-human character. And there's already a Marrok in Star Wars canon storytelling. It's an Anuba, which is basically like a wolf-like thing that belonged to a bounty hunter named Embo. And that Marrok, there's no chance that that Marrok is this Marrok at all, period, paragraph. It is interesting when stuff like that happens, when it's like, oh, that was the name of Embo's Anuba, and they named it for this character. You would think that they would give it a different name, but nope. Almost makes you wonder if Marrok is going to be the new Antilles in Star Wars storytelling. But that basically is what you need to know from the Ahsoka installation at Lucasfilm. And again, I'll post the images I took of the concept art that was on display at our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/SW7X7. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Seven is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.